It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And week four football's in the books. Time to get ready for week five, and no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week five, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of the great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boost every Sunday to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, I'll tell you what, I was reading your Sunday Drive article from this week, and to our listeners, check it out, Penn Live, all great stuff from Greg Pickle. But you talked about something interesting, and it was the quarterback depth. And that matters this year in particular because it's this strange 2020 year and season. So with that in mind, I wanted to take a look at the depth question on this roster, not just at the quarterback position, but let's start there. We all have to be aware that strange things could happen this season. It doesn't take much for someone to be out with COVID. You could be down a quarterback or down an offensive lineman, and depth is going to be so important this year. You had talked about in your article quarterback position. Let's start there. How comfortable are you with Penn State's depth at quarterback?
Yeah, Jim, very much comfortable with it. I do think that this is a really strong group of quarterbacks led by Sean Clifford, who I think, of course, is going to be the starter and a guy who will be the leader of that room under first-year position coach and offensive coordinator Kirk Soraka. But I don't know if you ask me, I think they have two very good backups as well. In Will Levis, obviously, he came in during the Ohio State game. He has seen some game action, not a ton. And then Taquan Roberson. They brought in Taquan Roberson with Michael Johnson Jr., the latter of whom is transferred, I believe, to the SEC. I forget, but I'll find out while I'm talking here. But, you know, Taquan Roberson's a guy who they really seem to like. And while he hasn't had game action, you know, I was really impressed with how James Franklin basically came out and said that this is a guy who's really taken some steps forward. And, you know, James Franklin does not really, you know, hand out compliments like that, like candy. And so I was really impressed by that. I think it said a lot that this guy is really taking a step forward and really taking a step in the right direction. And I think that Penn State fans are really going to like what they see from him if he has to come into a game. But that really shouldn't be a problem right now because, you know, again, they're in good shape at that quarterback spot, starting with Sean Clifford.
Before we move on, it's always funny when we hear something from James Franklin and you take it at face value. And it probably took us a couple years to realize that because especially us older guys, we remember the days of Joe Paterno where it was always the backup quarterback who he always talked up and you thought was a superstar. And I think he was sending more a message to his starter that, you know, don't get too comfortable. But we got so used to that, it's a little bit strange to just take it at face value when the Penn State football coach tells you something. Let's look around at the rest of the roster, though, Greg. One of the spots that hits me is this the first time in at least recent memory you could look at the offensive line and saying, you know what, that's a pretty deep group there.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Jim. I mean, that is a very deep group, and that is led by a veteran front. You know, again, C.J. Thorpe, Mike Miranda, the two guys who are likely to start at guard this year, they aren't veterans when it comes to experience, but they are guys who have played a ton of football. And I think that, you know, they have been working as kind of like the sixth, seventh option for that offensive line, or they've been a starter at points when guys went out. So I really like what I see from those guys. And then you look at Rashid Walker, again, a guy who started just 1 year, but he started every game last year. And so he's back in the mix. And then Will Fries, Michael Mennett are the leaders of that group. So it was pretty interesting when James mentioned on the radio show that Will Fries has been working some at right guard and that they really like what they've seen from Caden Wallace. And, you know, I wish it didn't occur to me until I believe Rashid Walker said it during Penn State's virtual media days last week. But, you know, they're working all of these guys at every position because you don't know when someone's going to have to go down, either because maybe they unfortunately contract COVID-19, or maybe they were in too close contact with somebody. And so you better be able to move your guys around. So I think the fact that, you know, Will Fries, you know, that was the headline and he's been getting work at right guard, and that, you know, I don't think he's going to start there, but at the same time, you better make sure you have enough guys who are capable of playing different positions. And it sounds like Penn State has just that. And to your point, it's mostly because of the depth they have at that position. It's really strong right now.
Well, it leads me to the question, Greg, with these players also versatile, being able to play different positions, you talk about Will Fries being able to move from tackle to guard. There's been talk of Caden Wallace playing guard. Dez Holmes is available, we know, at least at tackle. Mike Miranda, there's conversation that he could also play center. Who's the first man off the bench? Would there be, If there's an injury anywhere along the line, would they just move people to get Caden Wallace in? Would it be Dez Holmes? Who's that first guy?
Yeah, great question, Jim. I mean, to me, I think it's probably Caden Wallace followed by Dez Holmes. That would be my initial gut thought on how Penn State would handle such a situation like that. But, you know, for better or for worse, they have a couple of options when it comes to being able to expand beyond that five-man starting front. And, you know, I think we've talked a lot about it last year, and I do think this was one of Matt Limegrover's problems, is that you need your five guys to be your five guys on the starting offensive line. You just do. And if you want to play, to me, if you have seven offensive linemen who play a lot, that means you don't have five starters. And you can debate whether that's good or bad and what other teams do, and that's fine. But I think you have to have the guys who step up and do it every single week. And so I do think Penn State will have that this year. But you're right. If they need to get some other guys in, or if they think some other guys are worthy of playing, then we'll see some changes being made. And I do think it starts with Caden Wallace and then goes to Dez Holmes. And I think we'll see some Anthony Wiggin this year too. So they have plenty of depth and plenty of guys who deserve to play. And we'll see how they decide to shake out those top five guys.
That's interesting. Wiggin is not a name we've been hearing a lot of. All right. We've talked about being comfortable with the depth at quarterback, offensive line looking deep. Let's go the other way. Where are you concerned about depth on this roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple of places. Obviously, you can feel decent about the depth at receiver, Jim, but we don't know a lot about it. I mean, I guess the way to put it is they have plenty of bodies there, but not a lot of proven bodies. So that is certainly one thing I think that we have to keep an eye on in the start of the year is, okay, you're putting a lot of guys who are inexperienced in and asking them to do a lot. I mean, they love Parker Washington. They love Keandre Smith-Lambert. We keep hearing those names, but, you know, what are they going to end up, what are they going to end up doing once they get the pads on and get out on the field? So I think that's one thing to watch. And then the defensive line, too. I mean, you can name plenty of defensive ends on this team, but good luck getting through like four or five defensive tackles. And after that, you kind of feel a little bit shaky about it. So to me, that's one spot that's a problem, defensive tackle. And then I think safety is, too. You know, they've moved some guys and they feel pretty good about their starters. But once you get past the starters, you're not really left with a lot of proven talent. So to me, Jim, it's defensive tackle and safety.
I had safety marked down. I feel very comfortable with Jaquan Brisker and Lamont Wade, both seniors, both with a lot of experience. But after that, with game experience, I guess there's Jonathan Sutherland. But after that, not a whole lot. In fact, you know, one indicator might have been, was it Trent Gordon, who they moved from cornerback to safety?
Yeah, correct.
So, you know, that's kind of an indicator that we're more comfortable where we are at cornerback, but we may need help at safety, right?
Yeah, I think so. And again, you know, that safety spot, you know, again, they have plenty of talent there in terms of guys they've recruited, but we just don't know a whole heck of a lot about them, unfortunately. So, yeah, I do think that that's a spot that is problematic going into this year. Again, I think they feel good about the starters, but if for some reason you would lose those guys or they're just not performing, you don't have a ton of options to fall back on. So I think that's definitely a spot that fans should be a little bit concerned about. And again, I think defensive tackle is the same way. I just think that that is going to be a spot that is tough. There's no question about it. And they're going to need some guys like a Fred Hansard or like a couple guys further down the depth chart. You know, we heard so much about Hakeem Beamon in the last few days. It will be a surprise if he does not really take a step forward. But you know what, Jim, if he doesn't, they're going to be in a world of hurt at defensive tackle too. So those are really the two spots that concern me the most at this point.
And the fact that they rotate at that position, having two or maybe one more, is not depth. In fact, there's probably four predominant names, Mustafer, Culpepper, Shelton, and Hansard. So they probably do need someone else, and Akeem Beamon stepping up would be very important for them. Real quick, the one place it's fascinating is linebacker, where you lose an all-world linebacker like Micah Parsons, but you still feel pretty good about the depth there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, again, you know, I think we've seen a lot of good things from some of those guys, but they're going to have to show it too. I mean, Charlie Catcher, Brent Pry said he's balked up and he's moved inside, and that's great, but we're going to have to see it to believe it when he gets out there on the field. So he's one guy I'm interested in. You know, Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon were all worldly as recruits, but what do they look like with the pads on in a starting role? It's one thing to come in and spell Micah Parsons. It's another thing to come in and be the guy and expect it to be the guy for four downs and for, you know, 80% of the snaps in the game. So I think we ought to watch that. You know, we forget that they lose three starters there now. So there's a lot of hope about Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luketa, and a few of the guys I mentioned, but they're going to have to show it to us as well on game day. But the depth is there. The experience is not. And we'll see how that shakes out in the end.
It will be interesting to see. And there's a lot of players there, especially Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon are two players I am really excited about seeing. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we are going to ask Greg.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.